The city of Boston's newest police officers are getting to work this week on their first assignment, patrolling high-crime neighborhoods in the city. Increasing racial diversity on the Boston force has been a goal for decades, but as the new officers hit the streets, WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the difficulty of attaining that goal.
Of the 41 Boston recruits who graduated from the police academy last week, 32 are white, 6 are Hispanic, 2 are black, and 1 is Asian. Overall, 2/3 of the uniformed police force in Boston is white, in a city where 53% of residents are people of color. Police Commissioner William Evans says an important part of the newest officers' training was time spent getting to know the city.
One of the recruits was from Portland, Maine, grew up all his life. He said, you know what, I really got a lot out of visiting the neighborhood. And I think he said it's probably the first time he ever interacted with an African-American in his life. So that's the problem we have sometimes. We're bringing people in who didn't grow up in this city. They don't even understand the culture of the city.
And the head of an association of minority police officers expects diversity in the Boston department to decline. Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers President Larry Ellison says diversity on the police force increased only after a 1974 federal consent decree. The expired court order set goals and timetables for hiring and promotions of black and Hispanic officers to address decades of past discrimination.
The large numbers of classes that came on, it's like when I came on in 85, those classes are close to retirement age, some have already gone. Within the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see the police department look like it did in probably the 60s.
And Police Commissioner Evans says current civil service requirements make hiring more people of color, particularly residents of Boston, difficult. That's because state law mandates that military veterans be given preference over other applicants.
The problem we're having right now is veterans are coming from all over the country, getting on this list. I'm all for the vets, so they served our country, but right now they're taking a lot of jobs away and hurting our city kids, whether white, black, Latino, from actually getting the job.
To have our veterans come home and fight harder for employment is not a good policy, and anything that we as a city can do to remedy that is helpful.
Giselle Sterling is Boston's Commissioner of Veterans Services.
The ideal situation in the hiring practice would be to have veterans preference with a residency preference as well, because we want our police force and first responders to be a reflection of the people that we are serving.
And that's what one city councilor wants to do. At-large Councilor Michael Flaherty is proposing a requirement that anyone who wants to join the police or fire departments live in Boston for at least 3 years before they can take the civil service test. Currently, the requirement is for 1 year. The Chief of Professional Development for the Police Department offers a simpler solution. Superintendent Lisa Holmes says the city needs to recruit more minority veterans.
We have to abide by their standards, which require that certain groups get hired first. Veterans have first preference. What we need to try to find out is why our minority and women veterans are not applying for these positions. That's the bigger question.
Mayor Marty Walsh and Commissioner Evans have another plan. Reviving the police cadet program.
It's an apprenticeship for 2 years.
Again, Police Commissioner Bill Evans.
When you get paid, after 2 years, you get the same status as the veterans do. And that will allow us to get more diversity on the job. So we're working to do that.
Commissioner Evans and some key members of his command staff all began their police careers as cadets. Larry Ellison of Mamleo also came onto the department as a cadet. But he says it's not enough, that it would take at least 2 years for the cadet program to have any impact. Ellison says a solution is needed now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.